Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Lots of big news for this small town.
Lots of big news for a small town, indeed. And let's kick it off with Congressman Pierce, who is running for governor of the state of New Mexico. He made a visit to Silver City.
That's correct. Congressman Pierce met with the Western New Mexico University chapter of Delta Mu Delta, which is a business honor society, to discuss both his, you know, experience as a business owner in Southeast New Mexico, but also some of the obstacles he sees in the business landscape in the state as he runs for the fourth floor.
So what kind of issues did he bring up as far as ways to improve the business climate?
Well, his big focus was on state government management. He went as far as saying that the state government hates business. But a lot of that, he said, was in the processes, especially the permitting processes that any business looking to move into New Mexico has to go through. He gave the example of Intel, said that when they were coming in, it took 9 years to get all of their permits in order, when at the same time, he knows as a congressman that New Balance tennis shoes were going in and building a facility in Maine, and it took 30 days to get their permits. So he says that that puts us at a competitive advantage or disadvantage that he would like to fix if he were governor.
Okay, we'll definitely have a full year to follow up on the campaign and see what other issues. We are just getting started. Let's talk about the world of mining, a very important issue to Grand County.
Absolutely. Freeport-McMoRan copper mines here in Grant County are not only, you know, one of our largest single employers, but also a heritage industry here. It's come in waves, you know, ups and downs throughout its history, but it's a big deal here. So each year we take a look at how Freeport did when they released their end-of-year report. And this year, as continued the last quarterly report in the fall, copper production is down, especially in North America. And with our Chino and Tyrone mines being a large percentage of that work, that's not great news for Grant County, especially since Freeport-McMoRan Corporate's revenues are up internationally. That paints a picture of, you know, North American copper production making up a smaller and smaller percentage of that total picture.
Okay, let's talk about the Mexican gray wolf, always in the news, and you are reporting that advocates are filing a lawsuit.
That's correct. A coalition of wolf advocate nonprofits and different advocacy groups have joined together to file a lawsuit against the revised recovery plan from the Fish and Wildlife Service that was released in November of 2017. Their argument is that while, you know, the recovery plan's stated goal is to, you know, make it so this wolf has a healthy, genetically diverse population in the wild high enough to sustain itself, that the limits it put on, you know, the caps that it put on these, as far as the minimum population being 320 split between two groups, they say that the best available science actually requires far more wolves in far more groups spread across a far larger land, and so the plan doesn't do its job.
Let's talk to Christine Steele, who's been following up on a story regarding the Silver City Little League. Christine, what's going on there?
Hi, Edmundo. Yes, one of our reporters, C.P. Thompson, has been investigating the Silver City Little League for the past couple months. They had some money missing from their checking account, about $6,000. The money was eventually paid back, and there were some people that were being investigated for misuse of funds. Those people have been cleared. And we had a story in today's paper about that, but the investigation is ongoing, and the Silver City Police Department is going back 3 years looking at their financial statement. During the earlier time when the league was under investigation, they were also frozen by the regional Little League Association, and they couldn't hold registrations or spend any money. That freeze has now been lifted, so they're opening registrations and moving forward with the season. They've got an all-new board, and they're trying to reorganize and get their act together.
Well, that is definitely good news for the kids. All right, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Edmundo. Bye-bye.